This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. As the worst drought in 50 years continues to send grain prices through the roof, several governors are asking the federal government to end a mandate that requires that some of the nation's corn be used for ethanol. Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us now to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Chris, first of all, remind us what this federal ethanol mandate is all about.
Right. It's a federal requirement that of gasoline sold in the U.S., it contained roughly 9% of it is ethanol. And, you know, Jeremy, it was created by politics, this mandate. No surprise there, I guess. But it was to, well, reduce our dependence on foreign sources of crude oil. Global climate change, a lot of concerns about that. And then as a way to boost rural communities.
So those sound like pretty noble objectives. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is we have a drought. We have real problems with the corn crop and skyrocketing price of food, so much so that now we're talking about a global food crisis. Well, most ethanol in this country is corn-based, and roughly 40% of the crop is going to the biofuels industry, and there are increasing calls to suspend the mandate at this time because, you know, it's just not good to have corn going into cars rather than into the food chain.
So basically, if you took away this mandate, farmers would be less inclined to sell their corn to the biofuels industry, and therefore they would be putting more of it into our food supply, which would bring down prices.
That's right. That's the economics of it. That's the belief. It would at least reduce the demand from the biofuels industry. And I think the politics, Jeremy, are leaning toward suspension. I mean, there's a lot of concern about global food crisis. G20 talking about having a meeting. You have the cattle industry and other industries are calling for suspension. Bipartisan group of senators, a couple of governors. So I think this time a mandate created by politics will be suspended by politics.
Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks a lot.
Thank you.